With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump team is vowing to battle a ruling. A federal judge has temporarily blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records.
The preliminary injunction comes after more than a dozen Democrat attorneys general sued President Trump in federal court in New York City. They alleged the administration allowed the DOGE team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. The data contained sensitive personal information like Social Security and bank account numbers for millions of Americans. A hearing date is set for this coming Friday, February 14th. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding talks this week, and Johnson invited the Israeli leader to address a joint meeting of Congress. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The press conference came days after President Trump floated a proposal for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Netanyahu and Johnson have both signaled support for the idea, despite mounting scrutiny from others. Johnson says Israel is still facing threats.
Today, the Israeli people are working to defeat Hamas following, of course, the horrific massacre on October 7th.
Netanyahu says our Congress represents democracy.
The Congress of the United States speaks for the American people, and the American people speak for the entire world.
Democrats did not attend the session. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The National Weather Service says a strong storm brings moderate to heavy snowfall across parts of the upper Great Lakes and northeast this weekend. The storm expected to produce 4 to 8 inches of snow across parts of Minnesota and the Great Lakes. By later today, accumulations of up to a foot are forecast for upstate New York and New England. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake has shaken the Caribbean Sea south of the Cayman Islands. Several islands and countries urged people near the coastline to move inland, but the tsunami alerts were lifted later at that point. This is SRN News. Another pro-life action by the Trump administration. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has gotten the military out of the abortion business. He has overturned the Biden-era policy that funded travel for female service members to leave pro-life states and head to states where abortions are legal for the purpose of getting one. President Trump has been busy since taking office in withdrawing federal support for abortion at many levels. He's restored the Hyde Amendment and the Mexico City policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise in Western Europe. Paul James Griffiths is director of Scotland's Christian Heritage and says radical Muslims and secularists are teaming up to poison the public against the continent's historic faith. James Griffiths says about 2013, things began to change. The currents against Christianity and traditional family values have gone from being a stream to a river. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. They always have, but now they really are fighting absenteeism with Texas schools. John Scott has more.
Schools have employed multiple strategies to better identify and aid chronically absent students, like partnering with nonprofits and community organizations. School districts receive state funding based on average attendance, which means more students missing school can mean less money coming in. Districts are trying to help by connecting families with city services. In addition, some school leaders advocate for funding based on enrollment instead of attendance. John Scott reporting.
Sometimes it pays to go to school. A college student, University of Massachusetts, who made a half-court shot during a women's basketball game halftime promotion, will get his $10,000 prize from the school itself. The school says the insurance company covering the promotion balked at paying because his foot was on the line. Noah Lee will get his money in the end. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.